Whenever we sing this hymn number 82,
每一次我们在唱这首诗歌八十二首的时候，
it gave me a great peace and rest in my heart.
它实在是给我一个极大的平安跟安息在我的里面。
This hymn has reference to Jacob's experience.
这首诗歌呢是在说到了雅各的经历。
And we know Jacob's life is a life of struggles.
我们知道雅各的生活呢是充满了征战的生活，挣扎的生活。
But yet in his life, this is him as to bring out that great peace for those who really know the story.
但是我们知道，从他的经历里面，他实在是带给那些也经历有同样经历的人里面有蛮有平安和喜乐。
So how you get peace?
所以呢，你如何接受这个平安呢
？Doesn't mean that your life is without struggles.
这并不是说你的生活中不会有任何的难处。
Is that in the midst of struggles you find Christ?
是呢，在难处当中的时候呢，你能够碰见我们的主。
And so I'd like to share with you this afternoon is the dream of Jacob. Jacob's dream or Jacob's life experience.
今天下午我要跟弟兄姊妹所交通的呢是雅各他所做的梦，也是雅各他一生的经历。
And I'd like to read some of the passages in English only.
我想读一些经文是用英文读就好了。
And some of them would like to have translation.
有些呢我们会做些翻译。
Because we don't have enough time.
因为我们并没有太多的时间。
Please turn to Genesis 25.
请翻开。创世纪第二十五章。
25, verse 20.
第二十节。
I like to read in the English only.
我只读英文就好了。
From 20 through the end of the chapter.
从第二十节到这一章的末了。
And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife.And the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian, of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated Jehovah for his wife, because she was barren. And Jehovah was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, It will be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Jehovah.
23节。
And Jehovah said to her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two peoples shall be separated from thy bowels. And one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, and all over like a hairy garment.And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out. His hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when they were born. And verse 27.
第27节。
And the boys grew, and Esau became a man skilled in hunting, and a man of the field. And Jacob was a homely man, dwelling in tents.And Isaac loved Esau because venison was to his taste. And Rebekah loved Jacob.
29节。
And Jacob had cooked a dish, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, Feed me, I pray thee, with the red thing there, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom.
31节。
And Jacob said, Sell me now thy birthright. And Esau said, Behold, I am going to die, and of what use can the birthright be to me? And Jacob said, Swear unto me now. And he swore unto him, and sold his birthright to Jacob.
34节。
And Jacob gave Esau bread and a dish of lentils, and he ate and drank, and he rose up and went away. Thus Esau despised the birthright. Let's turn to 27.
翻到第27章。
Verse 26.
26节。
Again in English only.
我们用英文读就好了。
27 verse 36.
36节。
And he said, "It did not therefore he was named Jacob, for he has supplanted me now twice. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?"
37节。
And let's drop down to verse 41.
41节。
And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand, and I will slay my brother Jacob." And the word of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, his younger son, and said to him, "Behold, thy brother Esau, touching thee, comforts himself that he will kill thee. And now, my son, hearken to my voice, and rise, flee to Laban, my brother, to Haran." Let's read some of the passage in chapter 28, verse 10.
我们在二十八章也要读几节圣经。
Now we have, I would like to have a translation.
我们底下会有翻译。
This is the focus of our sharing today.
这是我们今天所要交通的主题。
28 verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran.
雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去。
And he lighted on a certain place and lodged there, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and made it his pillar and lay down in that place.
到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
And he dreamt, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heavens. And behold, angels of God ascending and descending upon it.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，由神的使者在梯子上去下来。
And behold, Jehovah stooped above it, and he said, "I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed."
耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in the thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
And behold, I am with thee, and keep thee in all places to which thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done what I have spoken to thee of.
我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
And Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely Jehovah is in this place, and I knew it not."
雅各睡醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven."
就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
And Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had made his pillar and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on the top of it.
雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面。
And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was Luz at the first.
他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，但那地方起先名叫路斯。
And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and keep me on this road that I go, and will give me bread to eat and garment to be put on.
雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿。
And I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall Jehovah be my God.
使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
And this stone, which I have set up for a pillar, shall be God's house.
我所立为柱子的石头也必作神的殿。
And of all that thou will give me, I will without fail.Give the tenth to thee.
凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
And there's two other places in the New Testament I'd like to read.
在新约里头，我们要来读两处圣经。
First place, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
第一处地方是在以弗所书第二章第十九节。
So then ye are no longer strangers and foreigners, but ye are fellow citizens of the saints.And of the household of God.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
In whom all the building fitted together increases to a holy temple in the Lord.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom ye also are built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And the Hebrew chapter 3.
然后希伯来书第三章。
And verse 6.
第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
第三章第六节。
But Christ as Son over his house, whose house are we? And if indeed we hold fast the boldness and the boast of the hope, firm to the end.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Let's pause for prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Father, how deep is your love?
父啊，你的爱是何等的深。
Father, we come and we ask you to cleanse our sins with the blood of Lord Jesus.
父啊，我们来到你的面前，我求你再一次用你爱子的宝血再来洗净我们。
So that once again we can lift up our head.
所以我们可以再一次挺起我们的头。
To behold the beauty of our Lord.
再一次注目在我们主的荣美上。
Father, we pray that you open our hearts so that you can speak to our heart.
父啊，我们求你开我们里面的眼睛，好叫你能够向我们说话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。Amen.
We know this is Jacob's story.
我们呢都很清楚雅各的故事。
God revealed his heart, his truth in eternity through the life of these people recorded in the Bible.
神呢将他永世里面的旨意啊，借着这圣经上所讲的这些人物呢向我们述说。
That's why I like to read the Bible.
所以呢我想来就很喜欢来读主的话。
Especially the stories of these characters, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
特别是这些人物们，比如说亚伯拉罕啊，以撒、雅各。
Everything God likes to do with us today is recorded in this life of these three persons.
所有神在我们今天生命当中想要做成的，
It's because they are living persons, so it can easily to find out what God's purpose for you and me today.
因为他们是活生生的人呢，所以从他们身上我们就可以看见神在我们身上今天要做些什么。
God's truth is not abstract.
神的真理呢，并不抽象。
It lives in these characters.
它是活生生的活在这些人物里头。
And when we turn to the life of Jacob,
当我们来看那个雅各的生命的时候，
And in his life, we know that this very prominent event in his life.
我们知道在雅各的那个生命里头，有许许多多的非常突出的一些事情。
One of them is this dream that he dreamt.
其中一件事情就是他所做的那个梦。
And that he was about to leave his home.
他呢，正要离开家。
Because he cheated on his brother twice.
因为呢，他欺骗了他的弟兄呢两次。
And his brother said, you know what, once our father died, I'm going to kill you.
他哥哥说呢，只要等我父亲呢一过世了，我立刻就要杀你。
And his mother tried to protect him.
那他的母亲呢，想要来保护他。
He said, go away.
他说呢，赶快离开吧。
I send you away to my brother, your uncle.
我送你去你舅父家里头。
And stay there for a while, just a couple of days, until that your brother's anger subsided.
那个在那里留在那里待个几天，等到你哥哥的气消了。
And then I'll call someone to, you know, bring him home again.
我就会打发人呢，再次把你带回来。
And there he goes onto the Haran.
所以呢，他就起身呢，往哈兰去了。
A place that he never knew.
一个地方他从来没有听说过的。And
on that journey, one of night he had stayed a place.
在那个去的路上的一个晚上啊，他留在一个地方。
He was all alone.
他呢，一个人非常的孤单。
There's no friends accompany him.
没有任何的朋友跟他的作伴。
He was alone there, and he picked up a stone, used it as a pillar, and slept.
他在那里呢，找了一块石头呢，当做枕头就睡了。And
he dreamed a dream.
他呢，就做了一个梦。
And this hymn was just a song. We just sang this hymn, hymn 82.
当我们刚刚所唱的这首诗歌，诗歌82首呢。
It's about that dream.
就是那关于那一个梦的。
And in the dream that he saw Jehovah God appear to him.
在梦里头呢，他看见耶和华神呢向他显现。
Promised him that he will give this land to him.
应许他呢要把这块地呢赐给他。
And God will bring him back.
那神呢会把他带回来。
Wherever he goes, God will protect him and bring him back to this place.
不管呢他到什么地方去，神总是把他带回来，带到这个地方来。
Do you know what is dream?
你知道什么叫做梦吗？
We all dreams.
我们每一个人都做梦啊。
Right? What was the dream you had last night?
你昨天晚上做了什么梦呢？
What about your dream?
你的梦是什么呢？
Why do we dream?
为什么我会做梦呢？
This is the first dream recorded in the Bible.
这是呢在圣经里面所记到的第一个梦。
No, dream tells us what we want most.
那个梦呢就是说到我们里头最想要得到什么。
What we think about during the day, we dream at the night.
当我们白天所想呢，日有所思呢，夜就有所梦。
The dream tells about what we have in our heart.
那个梦呢也说到是说到我们心中的想些什么。
As you know, our mind and our thoughts rest from the outside activities.
当我们的那个心思意念呢，在想到这个外面的一些发生的一些事情的时候。
And at night we rest from all these activities.
这个到晚上的时候呢，我们的那个再也就不再碰这些事情了。
And our subconscious start to bring out what's in our heart.
那么这时候我们里面的下意识呢，就开始把我们的心中所想的那个带出来。
And you know that Martin Luther King Jr. once said,
马丁路德他曾经说过一句话。
He gave a speech in the Washington D.C. Square.
他在华盛顿的首府，他说了一句话。
He tells us what he wanted most for this land.
他呢告诉人呢他 从这个在这块地上，他的最想要得到的是什么？
It is the equality for all races living in this land.
啊，就是呢，在这所有的种族呢，在这块地上面都是一在一律平等的。
So he started out with this phrase, "I have a dream."
所以呢，他就开始一句话说，我有一个梦想。
And he started out every important sentence with, "I have a dream."
那每一句非常重要的话，他开始讲之前，他都说我有一个梦。
What he means is that.What he wants most from his heart.
他的意思呢，就是说，在他心中最想要得到的是什么
？And when I was young, I still remember I had a dream.
当我记得我小的时候呢，曾经有过梦。
A friend of mine had this copy of math book.
我的一个朋友呢，他这个有一本这个数学的书。
And I really wanted to have it myself also.
我自己也很想要得到一本。
So I told my parents and my parents told a friend of theirs and to purchase one for me.
所以呢我告诉我的父母我的父母呢就跟那个朋友说请他们也买一本给我。
And I dream about owning this copy for myself.
我就那个就梦呢就梦到这个我自己也有这么一本书。
But unfortunately, when this friend of ours came back, he came back empty-handed.
但是呢，不幸的是呢，我这个朋友回来的时候呢，他手两手空空的。
I got very, very disappointed.
我实在是非常失望啊。
And I still dream about it when I became adult.
甚至我当我成为大人了，成人了，我还会做这个梦。
And because it talk about something in your heart.
这是因为他实在是说到在我们心中啊。
Because I want it so badly.
因为我的心里面是这么样想要得到。
I dream about it many times.
所以呢，我梦想了好几次。
So don't tell anybody your secret, what your dream is.
所以呢，不要告诉任何人呢，你在梦里面所有的那个秘密是什么。
Because your dream tells about your secret.
因为呢，你的梦呢，就说到你头的秘密。
Many husbands dream a dream. They dare not tell their wives.
很多先生呢，他们做了一些梦是不敢告诉他太太的。
Because they know that sometimes it's from their heart.
因为呢，知道有的时候甚至从他心里面出来的。
So God used dream to reveal our secret.
所以呢，神用梦呢来显明我里面的秘密。
Jacob has something in his heart.
那么雅各呢，在他心中有一件事情。
He wanted so badly.
他实在是非常需要，想要得着。
That is, he did not want to leave his home.
那就是呢，他实在是不想离开家。
He is a homely man.
他是一个那个爱家的人啊。
His brother, you know, went out hunting, enjoyed the outdoor activities.
他的哥哥呢，那个喜欢到外面打猎，喜欢做一些户外的活动。
His brother was a hairy man.
他的哥哥呢，是一个满身长满了毛的。
And his brother was very popular among friends.
他的哥哥呢，在所有朋友之间呢，是非常非常的受欢迎的。
Because he know how to hunt.
因为他知道怎么样去打猎。
He hunted deers.
而且他打鹿啊。
Popular among girls.
在女孩子当中呢，也是非常的受欢迎。
He always on the cell phone talking to his girlfriends.
他总是这个在手机上面打电话给他的那个女朋友。
He's very popular.
他是非常受欢迎的。
He got married.
他也结了婚了。
Very easily, sooner and earlier in his life.
在他的那个生命当中，很容易就结婚了。
He not only married, but he married two wives.
他不但是他结了婚，而且是娶了两个太太。
But not so with Jacob.
但是雅各就不是这样子了。
Jacob is homely man.
那个雅各呢是非常爱家的人。
He loved hang around with his parents.
他呢喜欢跟他的父母在一起。
He loved to do some house chores.
他喜欢呢就做一些家事。
Washing dishes.
也许洗洗碗啊。
Help his mom, help his dad.
帮帮他的爸爸妈妈妈的帮他的爸爸。
Help to feed sheep.
可能帮忙去喂羊啊。
And his favorite pastime is cooking.
也许他这个最喜欢做的一件事情呢，就是煮东西。
So we know that he was cooking the red bean soup.
所以呢，他在那里，他正在煮那个红豆汤。
So he had this, what he wanted most is that he did not want to leave his home.
所以呢，在他的心里头啊，他最想要得到一件事情呢，就是他如果能够不离开家多好。
But he had to.
但是呢，他必须离开。
Because he cheated his brother.
因为他欺骗了他的哥哥。
His brother determined to kill him.
他的哥哥决定要杀他了。
So he had this dream.
所以呢，他有这么一个梦。
God appeared to him.
神呢向他显现了。
Tell him that wherever you go, I'll bring you back here.
就是跟他说呢，不管你到什么地方去，我都把你带回到这个地方来。
I will bless you.
我要祝福你。
And protect you.
而且要保护你。
And God had a dream.
神呢，他有一个梦。
Do you know God had a dream as well?
你知道神也有一个梦吗？
What God wants most from God's heart?
那么神在他心中最想要得到的一个是什么呢？
Do you know what God wants from his heart?
你知道神在他心中最想要得到是什么吗？
Then you need to understand God's dream.
那么你就了解神的梦是什么。
In Ephesians we read,
在以弗所书呢，我们刚刚读的，
God wants to find a home as well.
神呢，他也希望找到一个家。
A habitation.
一个他能够居住的所在。
A dwelling place he can feel at home.
他呢，能够当然也觉得呢，他是在家里头是受欢迎的。
He created a man in order to dwell in him.
他那个创造了一个人呢，使得他能够住在他里头。
So God finds a person to be able to reveal his secret.
所以呢，神要。他找到了一个人呢，他要向这个人呢，要显明他的秘密。
He found in Jacob the same heart.
他在这个在雅各的那里头呢，他找到一个同样的一个心。
Because in Jacob's heart, it's all about home.
因为在雅各的心里头呢，他所想的一切呢，就是家。
And God found that He can reveal His heart.To Jacob.
所以呢，神发觉呢，他可以把他自己的心呢，向那个雅各显明。
So Jacob dreamed a dream.
所以雅各呢，他就做了这么一个梦。
And in that dream, God gave Jacob God's own dream.
在那个雅各的梦里头呢，神给雅各一个关于神他自己的梦。
And Jacob find out about it.
那么雅各他发觉了。
So when he woke up from dream,
所以当他从梦中醒过来的时候，
he said, "This is God's house."
他说这里也就是神的家呀。
So he used his pillar.
所以他用他的那个枕头啊。
That is a stone that he slept on.
也就是呢一个石头他睡在上面的。
And he poured oil on the top of it.
他把那个油呢倒在那上面。
And he said, "This is God's house."
他说呢这就是神的家呀。
One day, if God performs what He promised throughout my years, and bring Him back here again.
如果有一天呢，神呢，在我的一生当中啊，成就了他向我所应许的一切事的话呢，我会再一次来到这里。
Then God will be my God.
那么，再次带我到这里的时候呢，神呢，他就是我的神。
And this place will be called.God's house.
那么这个地方呢，就要成为神的家。
So let's look at the Jacob's life.
所以，让我们来看看雅各他的一生。
We can find in Jacob why God chose Jacob.
所以我们在雅各身上呢，就能够找到为什么神拣选了雅各。
Jacob had this special quality in his character.
那么雅各呢，在他的那个性格里头有一个非常非常特别的地方。
We know first thing is that.As we mentioned, that he is a homely man, Bible tells us.
我们其中一个呢，就是我们刚刚所提到的，圣经这么说呢，说他是一个爱家的人。
He did not want to go out, hang around with friends.
他呢不喜欢到外面跟朋友在一起。
So we see Jacob is there. He loved dwelling the tents.
所以呢，我发觉呢，雅各呢，他喜欢那里住在帐篷里头。
It's very horrible for him to go on a business trip.Leaving home behind.
对的，他来讲的话呢，这个要出差啊，要离开家了，实在是一个苦差事啊。
So we have to understand his heart.
所以我们要先了解他的心。
How horrible it is for him to leave home behind and embark on this journey to an unknown place.
所以呢，我们要明白啊，他要把家摆在后头，他到一个地方去，他从来没有听说过的地方，对他讲是多么。那个可惧怕的事情。
And then another second character of Jacob is his aspiration.
那么，梦想的。
可想，他的可想 aspiration 可想。
那么雅各他的性情当中的第二个特质呢，是他很可想一件事。
All his life. After, even before he was born, he wanted to be the firstborn.
就是呢，就是甚至他还没有出生之前呢，他就可想啊，当作是那个头生的。
But we know that he was the second born.
但是我们知道呢，他是第二个生出来的。
But he wanted to be firstborn.
但是呢，他想要当作是头生的。
Even by fate, he was second born.
因为虽然命运上来说呢，他是老二。
Nobody can change that fact.
没有人呢能够改变这个事实的。
But he wanted to be firstborn.
但是呢，他想当长子。
This is his aspiration.
这是他一直所可想的，想得着。
The drive behind him.
那么就在后面推动他的。
If it's one of us, we gave up long time ago.
如果是我们的话呢，我们大概早就放弃了。
Who can change such fate?
那有谁能够改变这个命运呢？
Now I'm second born, so be it.
我是第二个生出来的，我就是这样子了。
But he struggled to be firstborn. Bible tells us even before he was born.
那么他呢，实在是可想要这个努力要得着啊，这个长子的名分，甚至在出生之前，他就这么努力了。
In his mother's womb, he already struggled with his brother.
在他母亲的怀里的时候呢，他就跟他这个哥哥竞争了。
He wanted to be the first one to come out.
他的希望他第一个先出来的。
Well, he couldn't. He hold on to the heels of his brother.
因为他没有办法做到的时候，他就抓了他哥哥的脚跟了。
Usually, if you give birth to twins,
通常呢，要是生双胞胎的话
，first child come out and you have to wait for a few minutes or hours to have a second one to be delivered.
通常呢，当第一个出生之后，你可能要等一段时间，几分钟甚至几个小时，第二个才会生出来。
But this one is easy to deliver.
但是这个呢，就是简单了。
Because second one hold on to the heel of the first one.
因为呢，第二个呢是抓到第一个那个这个脚跟呢。
So his parents give him a name, Jacob.
所以神他的父母呢，给他一个名字叫做雅各。
Jacob means holding on to.
雅各就是抓的意思。
Won't give up.
他不放弃的。
And Bible tells us that he had this heart. He, even though he knew that by faith he was second born.
圣经告诉我们说啊，虽然就的命运来说呢，他是第二个生出来的。
He refused to give up.
他呢拒绝放弃。
He refused to give up to the fate.
他拒绝向他的命运低头。
He says, somehow, someday, I'm going to get to be a firstborn.
他说有一天呢，我要变成长子。
Now the opportunity comes.
那现在呢，机会来了。
That his brother was hungry or thirsty.
他的哥哥啊，又饥又饿。
And came from field and he was cooking a red bean soup.
他哥哥刚从那个什么田里头打猎回来的，他正在，那么雅各呢正在这个煮红豆汤。
And he says to his brother, you know, I won't give it to you unless you sell me your birthright, or firstborn.
他哥哥说呢，除非你把长子的名分卖给我了，否则呢我不给你红豆汤。
And his brother says, what is good about that birthright? Now I'm thirsty, I'm about to die.
那雅各跟他说呢，这个我都要死了，这长子的名分对我什么益处呢
？And he sold it.
他就把这个长子名分卖了。
So this is a opportunity that he have.
这是呢他的机会来了。
And it also shows how he persisted in his heart to get to be the firstborn.
也让我们看见了他里头呢是怎么样的坚持啊，是一直要得着那个长子的名分。
And this is a very important character in all of us.
那个其实呢，这个在我们里头呢，也是一个非常重要的那个性格。
Maybe by fate, by circumstances.
也许呢，能命是这样子，也许是你的环境是这样子。
To have the best from the Lord is not easy.
那么想要从主那里得到最好的呢，是很不容易的。
To be a Christian is not easy.
那么要他成为一个基督徒呢，也是不容易的。
To be a Christian following God's heart is not easy.
那么成为一个基督徒要跟随神的旨意行呢，也是不容易的。
But God wants us to persist.
但是呢，神要我们呢坚持。
God wants us to hang in there like Jacob.
神呢要我们呢，就像雅各一样的在那里持守着。
And this is his character.
那么这个呢，就是雅各他的性格。
But his problem is he did not get what God promised to him in God's way.
但是呢，他的问题呢，他就是他并没有得着神要给他的呢，照着神的方法来拿的得着的。
You know, God already told his mother that the elder will serve the younger one.
他的神已经告诉他的母亲说了，将来大的要服侍小的了。
So God already purposed that he want to give the firstborn right to second child.
那么神呢已经啊定义了要把这个长子的名分呢给一个第二个儿子了。
But whenever God promised something, God wants us to wait for His time and wait for His method.
但是呢，每一次神他应许我们一些事的时候呢，他要我们等候他的时间，等候他的方法。
God wants to fulfill God's own promise with His own power, His own timing, and His own way.
那神呢，他要成就他自己的那个应许呢，是借着他自己的那个能力，借着他自己的方法。
But here, problem with Jacob is that he used his own way to get what God promised to him.
但是雅各的问题呢，就是他想要用自己的方法来达到这个成就神的应许。
Let's use an example that we all like to, you know, get rich.
譬如我们来讲个例子吧，我们每个人都想变成有钱。
And we have like to have more money in the bank.
我们呢，盼望我们在银行里面多有一些存款。
And God wants us to have wealth in God's way, not our own way.
那么神呢，是希望借着他的，从他的方法呢，使我们有富有，但是不是要我们照着我们的方法。
Bible tells us that we should not have a love of money in our heart.
那圣经告诉我们说呢，我们里头啊，我们的心呢，不可以爱慕钱财。
Because love of money is the root of all evils.
因为呢，贪财呢是万恶之根呢。
And which some have aspired after have wandered away from faith.
会使得我们呢，从信心当中呢远离了。
And some of them already pierced with many sorrows.
确实呢，有些有人呢贪恋钱财啊，他就那个就落在许多愁苦里头。
And nowadays there's a news in the college life that they're saying that more college students become addicted to gambling.
现在有一个新闻，他说现在越来越多的那个大学生啊，他们呢是有毒瘾啊，
Gambling.
赌博的瘾。
And because this is a very very famous, very popular game in on the TV is called a poker game.
因为在电视上面呢，现在有一个扑克这个游戏啊，是非常非常的普遍。
God wants to get rich to work with our both hands.
神呢，要我们呢，借着我们的双手啊，使我们富有。
And gradually we develop our skills, become expert, and then we'll be rewarded.
我们慢慢的呢，我们在一个的技能上面呢，我们越来越熟练了，我们呢就得到我们该得的了。
God doesn't want us to have money that we don't deserve.
神不要我们得到一些我们不该得的钱财。
If we obtain wealth with our own way,God guarantees that we'll be pierced with many sorrows.
如果我们照着我们的手段来得钱财的话呢，神说呢，我们会被许多的愁苦所刺透。
Like Jacob wants his own way to get what God promised him.
就好像雅各一样呢，这雅各呢，他要想要用自己的方法呢，来得着神应许给他的东西。
And he has to suffer leaving home.
他呢，必须呢，因此啊，离开家受许多的苦。
And he had to work for 20 years under his uncle Laban.
他呢必须呢在他舅父拉班的手下呢工作20年。
And he worked. The condition was worse than a slave.
那么他工作的那个条件呢，比一个奴隶都还不如。
Later, Jacob tells us that for 20 years he had to work under the sun.
他说呢，这那个雅各后来说，他说对拉班说了，这20年呢，我这必须在炎热的太阳底下工作。
He worked for his two wives 14 years.
他为了他两个太太呢，他工作了14年。
And he had to work for his own wealth 6 years under Laban.
那么他为了他自己的那个财富呢，他必须在拉班手下工作了6年。
And Laban tried to take all advantage from him.
那么，拉班呢是想尽的方法要占他的便宜。
And unless God protected him. then he will come back empty-handed.
若不是神呢保守他呢，搞不好他回来的时候是两手空空的。
He said that every day he had to work under the heat of the sun.
他说呢，每一天呢，我都必须在炎日底下工作。
And at night there's a frostbite.
在晚上呢，我要受尽寒冻了。
If there's a sheep get stolen and get killed, he had to pay from his own flock.
如果呢有只羊被吃了，被丢了，他必须自己赔上。
And he never get a good sleep.
他呢从来没有在晚上能够好好睡觉过。
So God wanted to give him the firstborn birthright, but he owned it by his own way.
神呢是要给他长子的名分的，但是呢他是想用自己的方法来得。
So he had to suffer the 20 years away from home.
他呢必须离开家了，受了二十年的苦。
And this is and another thing is very interesting.
那么还有一件事情呢是非常有趣的。
Rebecca, his mom, had a role in this scheme to cheat on his father.
那么他的母亲利百加呢，在雅各欺骗他哥哥的这件事情上呢，他有一份。
And Bible never mentioned the death of Rebecca.
但是呢，圣经呢，从来再也没有提到那个利百加怎么死的。
It mentioned when the maid servant died.
他甚至他提到他的那个使女死了。
Rebecca's servant, the maid servant died. Bible recorded.
那个当利百加他的那个使女死的时候呢，圣经他记载了。
But not her death.
但是呢，他的死亡圣经没有记载。
I think this is a very subtle way Holy Spirit tells us that God disapproved that her idea.
我想呢，这是圣经呢，它是非常微妙的告诉我们说，这那个神呢对他所说的那个神呢不许可。
She loved Jacob.
他呢非常爱雅各。
And when at the time that when his father wanted to bless Esau with the firstborn blessing,
当那个他的父那个孩子的父亲要那个给以扫祝福的时候啊
，he told Jacob, you know, pretend to be your brother Esau and then go with the dish I made and because his father already almost blind.
那么他就跟雅各说呢，那个把我这所煮好的这个肉呢，那么端去给你父亲吃呢，假装你是你的哥哥以扫，因为他父亲的时候眼睛几乎是瞎了的。
So Isaac, Jacob cheated on his father.
所以呢，这那么雅各呢就欺骗了他的哥哥。
If we get what God give us, what God want to give us our own way.
如果呢我们想要去得那些神想要给我们的东西，用我们自己的方法来的话
，God will discipline us。
神呢，他会管教我们
，and very hardly，
会非常严厉的管教我们。
So this is a lesson that we learn。
这是我们所学到的功课。
And God, let's go back to the dream。
那我们再回到那他的梦里头来。
God found this person, that Jacob。
神呢，找到一个人，在找不到一个雅各。
And God wants to, through Jacob's experience, tell us what God really wants.
那么借着雅各的经历呢，神要告诉我们他真正的想要得到什么。
Like a Jacob, he originally had this lovely home that he loved.
就好像雅各呢，他原先呢是有一个非常可爱的家呢，他自己非常非常爱慕的。
But now he cannot return.
但是现在呢，他不能回去了。
He had to wander around for many years.
他必须在外面漂流了好许多年。
God had a home.
神呢，他有一个家。
God created a man in the Garden of Eden.
那么神呢，在伊甸园里头呢，他造了个人。
And God loved that place.
神呢，也爱那个地方。
Because he had a fellowship with the Adam and Eve.
在那里呢，他跟亚当跟夏娃可以有交通。
God wanted to call that place the pleasure.
神呢，要靠称呼那个地方呢，是他所喜爱的。
Because that is his home.
因为那里是他的家。
But that home was destroyed by sin.
但是呢，那个家呢，被罪所摧毁了。
By the rebellion of Adam.
因着亚当的那个叛逆啊，把它摧毁了。
Since then, God has been looking for a home.
从那以后呢，神就开始找一个家。
God want to find a home here on earth.
神呢，巴不得在地上能够找到他的家。
So in Jacob's dream.
所以在那个雅各的梦里头呢。
God tell Jacob.
神告诉雅各。
As much as you want to go back to your home.
就好像你是这么样的想回你的家。
I want my home established.
我呢也是这么样的盼望我的家能够被建立。
So I'll protect you wherever you go.
所以呢，不管你到什么地方去，我都会保护你。
In order to bring you back here.
好使你呢再次被带回到这个地方。
So I can establish my home on earth.
所以呢，在这里呢，我可以在地上建立一个家。
We know that in Ephesians, God tell us that Bible tell us that eternal purpose of God.
那么我们知道，在以弗所书里，他告诉我们神他永远的旨意。
That God wants through church.Give church to the Lord Jesus as a bride.
他呢要把教会呢当成为一个心腹送给他的儿子。
God want to live in a new man, that is the church.
那么神呢他要住在一个新人里面，就是他的教会。
We all together been built together to become the habitation of God in spirit.
我们呢一同被建造呢，成为神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
That's His home.
这就是他的家。
And God's looking for building His home for 1,000 years.
那么神呢，他在建造他的家已经建了1,000多年了。
God used 6 days to create the whole universe.
他用六天呢建造了创造了整个宇宙。
But God had to spend 1,000 years still looking for to complete His home.
但是呢，神呢用了几千年的时间呢，还要完成建立他的家。
And God wanted looking for those who really know God's heart.
神呢，他在寻找那些实在真正明白神心意的人。
From Jacob's dream, we can see God's dream.
从雅各的梦里头呢，我们可以看见神的梦。
God wants us to be persistent as Jacob.
神呢，要我们呢跟雅各一样的坚持。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't give up to the fate.
不要向着命运低头。
Hang on, hold on to Christ.
让我们持定基督啊。
And those who hold on to Christ to the end shall be called His house.
如果那些持定基督到底的人呢，就被称为神的家了。
So Hebrews 6 says Christ as son over His house.
所以呢，那个希伯来书呢在说呢，基督呢在治理神的家。
And whose house we are?
那这个家呢，就是我们。
And if indeed we hold fast the boldness and the boast of the hope firm to the end.
如果我们呢持定呢那个里头的盼望的话的坚持到底呢，就是他的家了。
So I'd like to share this afternoon what's from my heart.
所以呢今天下午呢我是也能够跟你一同各位分享在我心里面所有的。
This message has been in my heart for almost 20 years.
那么这个信息呢，在我的心中呢，几乎有将近有20年了。
And if we can see what God really wants,
如果真正能够看见神他所要的
，is that He can find a home, a place in our heart that He can feel at home.
就是呢，他在我们的心里头呢，能够找到一个家，是他能够居住的。
Salvation is not about just get us saved.
那么救恩呢，并不是仅仅说让我们得救了。
Salvation is about using us to build His home.
那么救恩呢，是要使我们呢能够被建立成为他的家。
And there's a very richness in Jacob's life.
那么在雅各的那个这个整个生活里头是非常非常的丰富的。
And through his life, God wants to show us.So many things.
那么接着他的那个一生啊，神要告诉我们许多的事。
We can look at how God disciplined Jacob.
我们可以看神是怎么样管教雅各。
All through life, he struggles to get what he wanted.
那么他一生呢，都是想尽了用尽的方法，要得到他自己想要得到的。
But God wants to show him that unless God wants to give him, he will not get any.
那么神要向他显明呢，除非是神给他，否则他一样也得不着。
So we can learn a lot from that aspect as well.
所以我们可以从那一点呢，可以学到很多。
b But today we have to end here.
但是呢, 今天呢, 我们必须结束在这里,
that throughout centuries, throughout the Bible,
那么许多的世纪过去了, 整个圣经是圣经里面,
God wants to tell us that He wants to build a house.
神告诉我们呢, 他要建立一个家,
so He can feel at home in His house.
那么他呢, 在可以安居在这个家里面,
May God bless His own word.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父啊, 我感谢你。
You're so gracious to us.
你是对我们是如此的恩典。
Oh, you didn't treat us as we deserve.
你待我们不是按照我们 所应得的。
We deserve punishment.
我们呢所应得的实在是各样的惩罚。
We deserve to be perished.
我们呢是我们的那个结局就应该是灭沉沦的。
But you showed us your son.
但是呢你把你的爱子显给我们看。
So that we can be saved and can be built together with brothers and sisters to be your house.
所以我们因此我们能够蒙以 蒙恩得救跟弟兄姊妹一同来建立成为神的家。
Father, we just pray that you'll open our heart again.
父,我们就在这里祷告, 求你那个开我们里面的眼睛。
So that we can receive your word into our heart.
所以我们能够把你的话接到我们心里来。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.